My topic today is dare to be great. And I use the word dare because it takes a lot of courage in our lives, because there's a tendency everywhere for us to, you know, go to the line of least resistance, to follow that line, to be average, to be mediocre, and to be just like everybody else. In fact, in Australia, they have a motto, cut the tall poppies. Basically, aren't supposed to have your head any higher than anybody else. It doesn't mean to be boastful. It doesn't mean to be arrogant. It doesn't mean to be proud, because the greatest people are really the servants of others. And to dare to be great is like, what's the purpose of life unless we really climb the mountain, we really make the commitment to the challenge that there is for each and every one of us. Every single person has the same opportunity. Even though we have different financial situation, or maybe a different family background, or maybe you have a different education, there's different levels of intelligence. But what happens is that each one of us really has the same opportunity when we hear knowledge to be able to apply it at the best of our ability. Any of you ever heard of the Special Olympics? Okay, and it's a wonderful thing where there are people there who get together and they compete in athletic events. And it's a very inspiring thing, and because nobody there is really competing with anybody else. It's kind of an interesting thing. Somehow in the being born less than what we call normal, some of these people have the gift of no competition. They just love everybody. They're just in the race just to be in the race. They're just glad to be in the race. And if somebody else wins, they're so happy for their friend that won, that they have no sense, I didn't win. They just got to run. And that in the spiritual world, there is no competition. But in our world out here, we have competition only because we see things as scarce. And because envy is the disease of humankind, most of us envy what other people have, not realizing that God has given everybody the chance to have whatever it is that they need, and more importantly, they can have a relationship with God. And that when we have a complete relationship with God, all of our needs are met. So I'm going to do a little bit of quote this morning, and this is such an important talk that sometimes when I have a really important talk, it's one that should be, I think I'm going to carry it over even to next week, but next week is reject rejection. And if you don't come, I won't feel hurt. Be your loss, because I'm going to be here. And I'm going to get value. And that's it. When you show up and you are in the race and you're in the game, even if you're the only one, you're going to get value. You know, you could do a talk for one person or a million. I'm always committed to giving my $1 million talk, so however it goes. So if you get $1 million or more value, that's wonderful, but tithe at that level. You can tithe at the level of what you expect to receive. Be courageous, and you'll see what happens. All right, now in Matthew 5:19, it says, "Whoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach others so, that person shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them these principles, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." And another one, and it's telling, what is greatness? We want to know what is greatness and how do we achieve it. And that a great person is not known in a sense by how much they get, but is really how much they contribute and how much they give. And that we all have something to give of ourselves. We are born with talents and abilities. We have love that we can give. You can even give a smile. You can give a nod of acknowledgement. And oftentimes, if you think about what can you give that doesn't cost anything to give, you find that you have a day very full of giving. For in giving is the real joy of life. But that each one of us is a seed of God. So we're all godly in that sense of, in the Bible says, be ye as gods. That means we're not God, but we're all children of God, so we are part of God. And our destiny is greatness. Your destiny is greatness. Whether you choose it now or another time, a million lifetimes from now, it ain't going to be any easier. The moment when you choose, there is a mountain to climb. And the mountain doesn't get easier by procrastinating the climb. It doesn't say, well, I'll just wait this one out because it's going to be a little bit too difficult or it's a little too hard. You know, when you say, I'm going to love, maybe you're in a relationship and you find that you argue all the time. Well, one of you has to stop. Well, I'll stop when they stop. But what if they don't stop? And what are you arguing for? You're arguing to get them to stop it. But they're going to keep doing it. So stop it yourself. Well, I couldn't. Then they'll know they're right. So do you want to be right or happy? See, you don't get to be right and happy. You don't get to be justified and successful. You don't get to give your reasons and make it to the top of the mountain. People who climb to the top of the mountain have no reasons. They're just, I'm here. They don't need excuses. Everybody at the bottom has an excuse why they didn't climb. I had my back hurt. I was too old. My mate didn't like me. My parents were miserable. I didn't have the money. You know, well, people would criticize me if I climbed, so I'm just going to sit down on this rock because then nobody will bother me. To hide in a hole so nobody criticizes you. Go home, pull down all the curtains. Have your food delivered. Work only on the internet. Do everything. Just then nobody will even know you exist. Because we don't want to be criticized. If you're going to do anything, you got to let it all happen. Let the good times and the bad times roll. But you're in it. You're climbing the mountain. And there is no victory that is great if you have no mountain to climb, if you had nothing to overcome. You see, nobody has it easy all the time. Everybody's looking for the easy way. You see, I don't want any trouble. You know, even when you die, you're going to have trouble because you can't die. Wherever you get your next body, you're going to have trouble then. People are looking for peace of mind. You know how you get peace of mind? Hang around saintly, peaceful people and read sacred knowledge. And as you do that, your desires start to change. And when your desires start to change, your material desires start to go away and you have everything you want, but your mind isn't agitated all the time by what the neighbors have. You know, we watch television and these advertisers pay billions of dollars to agitate your mind. Just so you'll want stuff you don't need. And you have to run out. There's a couple of ladies that live where we live, and they get all these catalogs. They sit out there playing dibs all day. You remember dibs? This is mine. I'll get this. It's only $69. This is $500. They have no relationship. They're miserable, lonely ladies. They just hate me. Because I don't talk nonsense. I don't have the time. I'm on a mission to God. It's not going to make their lives better if I said, well, I'd like to have that washing machine. What do I care? If I need a washing machine, I have a washing machine. If I have to, I can wash my clothes in a bucket. And if you ever wash your clothes in a bucket, then you won't have to go to the gym. You see? So you can make do with what you got. But the thing is, all right, so I'll get back to what I was talking about, whatever it was. So about this, they got this mountain to climb. We have to dare to be great. So, but Jesus called to them and said unto them, you know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. That means that in this world, people think greatness means lording it over everybody else. That's what they think greatness is, lording it over everybody else. But Jesus said, but so shall it not be among you. But whoever will be great among you shall be a minister. Now, I'm not saying I'm great because I'm a minister. Well, that's a good idea. No. But ministering does not mean standing up on a Sunday with a microphone and giving a talk. Minister means serving. And the greatest people serve others by bringing sacred knowledge or spiritual knowledge to people to save them from their misery. to save them from their miserable existence, to give them knowledge that they can use to allow the greatness that is within them to come out. Can you imagine that if you ruled the world, which you do rule your own world by your thoughts and by your beliefs and by what you act on, and that when we turn our lives over to a higher power and we work in harmony with those commandments and with the spiritual principles, our world is beautiful because we're living by the law. So the greatness means every person is great. It doesn't matter who they are, but if they don't act on that, they're as if they aren't great. Do you know everybody's a zero trying to be somebody? And the only way you can be somebody is you put God, which is one, in front of the zero, and then you're a 10. So if you want to be a 10, you want to be great, it means you put God as the center, God before you, and you work in harmony with God. You say, but you use that word God. I don't like the word God. Well, what word do you like? Pick one. God has unlimited names. Call God whatever you will, but at least call God something and say, all right, I choose to be great. Say that.
I choose to be great.
So whatever is that we want to minister, that means the first thing is that we want to look at how we can contribute to the lives of others. And the people who have poverty in their lives are people who are not concerned about contributing to anybody. Poverty is a result of not giving of your God-given talents, is of thinking what you can get. And if you think of, if people thinking about having money made them rich, everybody'd be rich. Thinking about what you're going to do with the money when you got it, if that worked, everybody'd be rich. But what, and if thinking about how you want other people to love you would bring you love, everybody would have love. But a real great person has to learn to live without agreement. That means they have to learn to live without the approval of others. Because if you think about, like Jesus went out there because it's special, to give his gift to teach us, as other great teachers have also done, what did he get thanked for? He got to get nailed on a cross. He said, thanks, Jesus, nail. Because if we think, well, why did he do that? Well, we're not going to go into that story today. But anyway, the idea is we always think that we're going to be great if other people approve of us, if other people like us. Whatever mission you have to give, you think about Albert Schweitzer, who went down into the jungles of Africa to help those people down there. People remember Albert Schweitzer. People remember like Tom Dooley a long time ago. But you don't remember all the people who won the lottery. We don't even know one person's name. Because what did they do with what they got? They lost it within 2 to 5 years. Or one, because they didn't have the consciousness. You see, what we want is that we want to bring forth the greatness that is within us. And to be great, we must become a servant of others. Now also, this greatness then is that, and I'm going to read something from the Bhagavad Gita. It says, one whose happiness is within, who is active within, who rejoices within, and is illuminated within, is actually the perfect mystic. A person who is a great soul does not seek outside to get what they need and want. They seek within. And that what happens when we look without, our minds are agitated by everything that we don't have. So we have constant desires. The more material desires we have, the more disturbed our mind, and the less we're able to sleep. The more we have peace in our heart, the more we get what we need from our source within, the more peace of mind that we have, the more joy that we have. And that when we are out there to do our mission, our mission is not always going to be applauded. Our mission is not always going to have everybody approve of us or everybody like us. But you have a calling in life. It doesn't matter how old you are. So, but Terry, you're talking to me and I'm almost dead now. So what difference does it make? You're not, you can't die. You see, you don't die to become immortal. You are now. You are eternal. And that that whatever you're working on, that say you're working on in your relationship and you think, okay, how can you love God if you can't love the people you're with? You see, and the more we love God, the more we love the people we're with. And what does it mean to love someone? It means to learn how to get along. It means to learn how to please them. It means to learn how to develop yourself. And you have talents and abilities. You have great talents. And how many people really use their talents? Very few people, because most people are afraid they're not going to make any money. So they don't. Look at Jerry Lynn, wherever she went. She's out there. Oh, look at Jerry Lynn. She's manifested herself and disappeared. There she is. I mean, she earns all of her money from singing and music. You know, she's busy day and night doing her music. There are people saying, I can't get a job. There's no money in music. There's no money in art. There's no money in teaching. There's no money in this. I'm too old. Colonel Sanders got his start when he was after 50. Most people have their greatest success after the age of 50, because by 50, you've made all your mistakes. Now you know what to do. So we think this is the time, you see, to allow ourselves to manifest the greatness within us by thinking about how can I serve others? How can I help them get what they want in life? And then greatness comes from realizing in the front of your program, the pearl of great price. Greatness comes when a person actually recognizes gold and takes it. It's when a person finds that there's something like the pearl of great price that is the most expensive thing, the most valuable thing in life. They can recognize it and they jump on it. This is one of the things that great people do that makes them great. Nobody motivates them. They're self-motivated. Nobody makes them come to church. Nobody makes them take a class. Nobody makes them pursue the topmost that's possible. Nobody even pays them to do it. They would do what they were doing for free because that's what they do. That's what they love to do. A person who is great, what they do is somehow or other, they know what they're looking for, even though they don't know exactly what it is. But they know that there's something there. They know that life is more than being born and dying. They know that life is more than maybe just being secure in your old age. They know that life is maybe more than doing the same old thing, going to the same old restaurants, having the same old friends, playing cards every Wednesday night. They know that life really is something, something grand, something wonderful. And to be a human being is the greatest opportunity. And that they know that there's some hidden meaning. They know that there is a message. They know that there's something that the human being is supposed to achieve. They know that God created this entire universe for a purpose, for a reason, not just for those stars to hang in the sky, not for these planets just to hang there with nobody on them for nothing at all, for no good reason at all, but it's for you. And that God loves you so much, He's with you when you're in hell, or you're in heaven, or you're in a ditch, or you're happy, or you're dying of cancer, or you were just born and you got a new body. God is there waiting for you to turn around and say, what's it all about? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to accomplish? You know, and we get so caught up in our pettiness. We get caught up in our petty stuff, in our quibbling, in our fighting. Turn right. No, you said turn left. I turn right. You turn right the last time. The last time you turned left, it was a miserable thing. Shut up. Who cares? Who cares? You're wasting your life. And that when a person who is great, that person is a treasure hunter. They're looking for the pearl. They're looking for the gold. They're looking for the diamond. And I don't mean just material things. Some of us are very materially savvy. We know a good diamond when we see it. We know a good pearl. We know a good deal. We're really keen on that, but we want to be just as keen or more keen on what is spiritually correct. What is the topmost spiritually to attain? Not just a good deal in the stock market, but what is really the deal of all deals. And there is a deal. And you have to seek it. You have to get down on your knees and pray to God to know what is your true destiny. You got to pray sincerely to know God, for God to reveal himself to you, to know exactly what you're supposed to do, to bring you the teacher, to bring you the knowledge. And then when it comes, my darlings, then you've got to climb the mountain. And I'll tell you this, the difference between greatness and ordinary, an ordinary person can't spot the pearl. An ordinary person can't spot the gold. They choose fool's gold. They choose fake pearls because they don't cost as much, but they look good to others. You see? A person who is great knows the fake from the real. And then when they hear it, when they see it, that means, say, you want to get married. And you've got choices. You've got the handsome person, the person with the money, the spiritually, but you've got all these people. And then you think, well, who shall I choose from? And then what you think is, well, my family will like this one. My friends will like this one. But what's the point? You're going to hate them after a while anyway. Unless you have a spiritual relationship, the lust will turn to hate. You have to have a spiritual bit. Then you're going to say, which person is going to help me grow spiritually? Which person is going to help me achieve my goals? Which person is going to help me reach the topmost of what is possible to any human being? And a great person, when they hear something good, they take it. When they see something that is great, they grab it. When they know something is wonderful, even though they're tired of driving, even though they don't have any time, even though they don't have any money for it, they'll steal the money for it if it's that good. A great person knows when there's something there. They see it, they hear it, they know what they're looking for. And then when the opportunity has come and it's there, they hear the knowledge, they hear the truth, they see the opportunity, they grab it, and then they climb the mountain and they don't let go of it until they reach the top. God bless. Woo!